Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We are in the off-season, but we're glad you downloaded anyway because we've got a lot of fun action for you as Rob continues his dungeon mastering segment of the show, and so far, been a lot of fun.
Yay!
Now, of course, we've only just met our characters. We've got Makapela Pua being played by Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. Rodrigo, you want to give us a quick rundown?
Yes, Makapela Pua is a one of the heirs of the Wing Nobility tribe. They worship pterodons, pterosaur types. He is a big, round man. Seems happy to be here. Hi, how you doing? And seems pretty strong. Is an he's got glowing blue tattoos and cinnamon brown skin, and is wearing hide armor. Oh, and walks around with a little pterodactyl-looking guy.
And then we have Brian over there playing the Resplendent Marvel. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, so Resplendent Marvel is a shard soul being composed of various, typically crystals and jewels, but I'm going with multicolored rocks that have been shined or
polished.
Yes, that's the word. To shiny sheen. So he's a
is that Charlie's little brother.
Yes,
shiny sheen.
That's my one.
So yes, that's him. Largely a priest type guy of the winged change or the feathered change, something like that.
I am. I'm playing Stormwind Brokenhorn, a satyr warden, and everything you expect a satyr to be and then some. He belongs to the life-giving claw tribe that worship the raptors. The raptor brought fire to the people. And then we've got Burai Sunburst. Matthew?
Burai Sunburst is a dragonborn. His dragonbornity, his dragonborn identity, if you will, it basically resembles his god, the horned warrior, the charging protector, known to those of us who are old as a Triceratops. He has kind of an orangish brown hide with a frill, three horns on his head. He wears braid mail armor, kind of an iridescent green armor with a golden chest piece across the chest and shoulders. He carries a shield, a large shield, and both his chest piece and the shield on his arm carry the crest of his tribe, his people, a triceratops head with sort of a sunburst of weaponry emanating from the frill. He's kind of thick, but thick in a weird way, like maybe he's been on steroids, perhaps. No one is entirely sure. He may have had a slight infection. And the shield and his chest piece are gold.
There is some marauding force coming from the north, and we've been gathered to pick the team that will go forth and save all of civilization. But before that happens, eight people. There's only going to be four members of this party. Rob, let's pick it up from there.
Yep. You have been separated into two teams of four, one with the PCs, one with a group of NPCs, just to make that clear for those who weren't paying attention last week.
Steven.
Sorry.
An hour ago.
Sorry.
You were told
I'm too
to
busy
gather.
Writing things down, like edit here, Matthew talks.
My name's Steven, and I'm going to edit this part out of the show.
You have been advised to...
And the odd part is, I really am.
Not anymore.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
You have been advised to meet at the arena within the hour with your team. You were taken away. You guys were taken away by the Soul Carrier Priest. He turns out to be a Shatter Kai.
I'm sorry?
He's got gray skin, dead black eyes, and is kind of spooky.
Sort of a zombie guy.
Tough rambler.
I think it's probably pretty clear he's alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just infused with that dark death essence.
Death and shadow.
Infused with death dark essence. He's
all right, and leader.
Sorry.
Right. So you guys went with him. He was basically informing you. Okay, well, I guess we can. Yes. You four are who I have chosen to represent the tribe, who I and a number of others have chosen to represent the tribe. I believe you four will work together best, and you will be facing in combat against the team chosen by Ocean's Care. I wish you luck. You will be gathered at the entrance shortly because of how well you performed in the previous competition. You will actually get to choose which end of the stadium you will come in on, and you can actually position yourselves accordingly. So you can see where the other team would like to come in, or the other group would like to come in at, and then position yourselves opposite them, or you can choose where you'd like to come in at first, and then position yourselves from there. Which would you actually like to do?
We will receive. We will receive.
Yeah, kind of. All right, so now, out of character stuff. All right. The map is it's the same arena you guys were in previously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The crowd is to the south. So over here in this big empty space.
All right.
Known as Brian. the hard lines, the
that's not, big the mountain, not squiggles, darn it.
Mm-hmm. Are impassable. The four squares are large pillars. You cannot get around them. You cannot see past them. They're just big stone pillars.
Can we cut corners around them?
No. Okay. You would not be able to cut corners. Gotcha. That would provide concealment, I believe is the
cover.
Right point. Cover. Whichever one is the one that goes around corners. That would provide cover against someone if that actually passes through those two squares.
Cool.
Like that. Did you catch that, Matthew?
So we actually have to do 1, 2, 3 to go around and not 1, 2. Okay.
Yep. You can't jump it.
Yep. The long one in the middle is a bridge that goes up and over. Underneath is a big empty space. It literally goes down.
So it's a bridge?
Yeah, it's kind of a bridge thing. You've played WoW. Did you do any of the arena battles?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the arena with the big bridge over.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about WoW.
Yeah, I know.
People get angry.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I can get influenced by WoW because WoW is actually a good game.
Yep.
It's kind of designed off of that.
Sure.
It's got the bridge going over.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go under the bridge. There's a... Wow. Well, if you wanted to do a jump
solid
check, you could make it over, but there is nothing underneath the bridge.
Right.
It's a drop about 50 feet, basically. If you drop down there, you're out.
Okay.
So I would suggest against even trying to jump over that. If you decide you want to, you can. The squiggles, or the green stuff, for those of you who can actually see color, are all difficult terrain?
Hindering. No.
Which one costs bushes? Extra movement?
Hindering, no.
Yeah,
It's terrain that costs extra movement.
Go with that.
We'll just call it difficult. I think that's what I've been calling it the whole time, even if it's wrong.
All right. It is difficult terrain. It costs one extra movement to go into each square. The dotted lines here and here
are the access points to the
bridge. You have to go through the dotted lines. You can actually cut the corner across. Or you can't cut this corner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go from here to here, but you can go from here to here without any problems.
Right.
They go up. You can, and then the bridge is two squares up, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You can do an athletics check to climb up there if you just so desired as part of a move action, but it is the entirety of your move action to do so.
Right. And the bridge also blocks line of sight?
These four squares and these four squares will block line of sight. This won't underneath because it's just a big empty space underneath. There's a large bridge overhead.
Cool.
Difficult terrain, pillars. The entrances are on either side. You would position yourselves basically within two squares of the side between the two pillars. So do you guys want to get in there and choose your side and position yourself first? Or would you rather watch which side the other picks? This is your reward for the skills challenge.
I will defer to our large friend over there, pointing at Matthew.
I say large friend describes every member in your party.
Except for you. You are tiny.
Yes.
You are dancing around with your satyr feet.
So what's the story, Morning Glory?
Okay.
You get to pick where we start.
You have the choice of either positioning yourselves first and choosing the better side. Or watching where the other team positions and position yourself to counteract them.
I'll take the latter.
Okay. So the other team will get to position themselves first.
Yes.
They will come out here. All right, which ones were which now? This is the Eldrin. Dragonborn. Is this the dwarf or is this?
Yep.
All right, and then you guys can position yourselves however you want.
Big.
Do we have a line?
What do you mean?
Or can we be anywhere?
We have to be on this
arena.
Side.
On this side, within these however many squares that is. Yeah. All right, so as you guys approach the arena, the leader from the other way, the Defiant Healer. Actually, yeah, we'll go with the Loving Earth Tribe. And Earth Soul Genasi steps forward, lifts, and essentially creates what you see in front of you. The bridge is first. Thank you. Then, as the bridge forms, he then splits his hands to pull it across.
Is he standing in a horse stance?
Sure. Yes, he is. And then he raises each pillar individually. As this happens, you see where the difficult terrain on the ground just kind of is earth crumbling up that's going to be hard to run across. He breathes, sits back down.
Awesome, possum.
You guys make your choice. The other team steps forward. You follow suit. Go ahead and roll initiatives.
I didn't roll an at one.
You didn't?
Totally did.
You don't have a dex, do you?
Nope.
Nice. I thought I gave you some sort of bonus initiative. Apparently I was wrong.
Nope.
Maka.
24.
24? Cool. Dex.
Yay, Rodrigo.
I hate you so much.
Why? You guys have mentioned this a couple times and not have been in this situation. What are we talking about here?
Initiative.
I know, but why
he
is he
matched
asking
his with one of his monsters,
so
therefore
the tiebreaker.
He's using
I don't think I've ever run a combat where at least where no one paired up.
Okay. Yep.
Like every combat had at least one person match someone else's.
Yep.
So if two characters have the same initiative score, whoever has the higher dexterity has the reflexes to go first.
My dex is 14. Bad
and 14?
Or I have a modifier of 2, however you want to look at it.
We'll go with the dex.
That means it's 16.
dang it.
God, no, that is not how modifiers work. Don't start that. That is like the hardest thing to bring. Well, not the hardest thing, but it's like the first D&D kids thing is like, oh, I have a 14 and then a plus 2. Does that mean I have 16? No.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Doodly doo 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 doo.
Johnny.
Stormwind.
25.
And Sunburst.
29.
Nice.
That's only 20 more than me.
Matthew, how much of a bonus do you give to initiative?
Let's see.
You mean I'm more than
should
six?
Be in your class/other features on the third page.
slash other features.
You also have a feat that changes it. Because...
into my class slash other features, for what am I looking? My battle action?
No, you're looking for... I forget what the actual...
I think it's...
Oh, I give a plus two to initiative.
Except, it should be better than that because...
you got a feat.
So now check your feats and see if there's anything that
check
gives...
Check my feats.
Combat commander.
Check my feats. Check my feats. Ooh, my bonus to combat leader... equals my cha or int. My cha is different. Where are the bonus modifiers? Where'd they go?
They're not on those sheets.
Two more
mother
pages.
Pus bucket?
Yeah.
Why would
just skip
my
over.
My cha bonus is a 5.
Where is that at on here?
His charisma?
Yeah, but where what are these checks over here? Are these the bonuses or not?
What checks?
So you're looking at your abilities.
Right.
And then next to it. Oh, mm-hmm. I see what you're saying where it says check. Yeah. The.
Because this is different.
The builder, the character builder sheets do you the grand favor of adding up your half level to that.
Okay.
So you need to subtract 5 from those numbers to find your actual modifier in this situation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, you're looking at your power and it's like, my con is significantly higher than this, right?
Right, right.
But it is not. That is the modifier check with your half level added.
Which is the single worst failing of the character ability.
It is a problem.
It is the dumbest the worst design flaw. Yeah.
Oh, there's a companions thing. I probably should have clicked
I've ever seen in D&D.
Per my combat commander feat, allies within 10 that can see and hear me all gain plus 5 to initiative.
Yay, I got double digits.
All right.
So Rob's going to add some stuff up.
Yeah. Add 5 to everybody.
That changes Resplendent Marvel to an 11.
Yay. Yep.
It's almost a decent number. It still
Das
sucks.
To
it's
a
better.
29.
Happens when you roll a 1.
Stormwind to a 30. And Burai. How do I say that?
Burai.
To a 34. Which means no one matched up.
Yay.
Woo!
Wait, I give myself a bonus?
Yep.
It's you.
All right.
What is a combat leader?
You
say?
And allies within 10 that see and hear you.
Yep. There you go. Because I am awesome, and they all suck, especially the Tyrannosaurus.
Okay.
He's a big chicken.
Take another look at your class features, because you do have one that does something during the first round of combat.
Yeah. I do indeed. I noticed that a moment ago.
I should have probably used one of my powers. Because... this is likely to be the only fight today, but we'll save it for later. Oh, never
Maybe.
Mind. It actually wouldn't work.
Boy, I sure hope we win, or this is going to be a real short adventure.
Hey, you know what? If we lose, we'll move on.
I'm an NPC.
Well, if we lose, this will just turn into a hilarious comedy in which we all move into the same apartment.
All right, I'm going to be naming the figures, so you probably want to pay attention to this one, Steven.
Yeah, hold on.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. This is one of my pet peeves, is when that one. Can't tell what that one is.
My name is Elvis. All
right, this guy is Pat.
Okay.
Pat.
Okay.
Hi, Pat.
What? Hi, Pat. Okay. I'm an
That's
alcoholic.
His name is Patriarch is his name.
Do we not want to go with descriptive thingies?
Okay, do you guys want to go with descriptive thingies?
Okay.
I say we should do what Rob wants to call him.
Okay. We can try and memorize Pat.
Pat.
Hi, Pat. Boy or girl?
It's Pat.
Yeah.
Ask his friend Chris.
Which one? This one was... this one's Korbeck.
Hi, Korbeck.
This one is Mishva. No, this one is Mishva. And this one is Hellsword.
Okay.
It's a Mishva. He's a Mishva.
So, also Dragonborn.
Truly a blessing.
Dwarf. Deva and Eladrin.
Deva the Barbarian.
We've got a Seder and a Mishva on the board. I feel so loved.
Yep.
All right, so which one's this one?
Hellsword.
Hellsword.
Mishva.
Mishva and Korbeck. Korbeck. And Pat. Right, Pat.
I should have named my character Tora No Pork.
Top of the round.
Smoke him if you got
him. Burai.
Burai. All right, so I am the one here.
Hang on. Is it reasonable for us to have weapons drawn already?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. The
Starve.
Rex Elder stands up, holds his staff high in the air, which the staff is a... It has a Rex tooth on the bottom that's been painted black and red, as though it's mm-hmm. got blood on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the staff itself is carved to look like lightning. It is the holy symbol of the Rex tribe. You may begin. Thump. And now it's Burai's turn.
What's our secret ingredient?
It is now Burai's turn. Well, the first thing Burai does is use my class feature, Cry Havoc. And I yell out, Zhu Soken! And everyone in my party gets +2 to attack for the first round.
Whee!
Yay! Now, having done that and rallied everyone behind my shield, where am I at? I'm, what, 16 away from anybody?
Something like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Pat is directly across 16. The board from me, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
How far can I move?
Whatever your speed is.
My speed is
First
8.
Page of your character sheet should be... Hang on.
Oh, wait, that's my surges.
Your speed should be somewhere around your initiative. Yeah, right below your initiative. So, bottom left of the first sheet.
My speed is 5. And what happens if I race my butt off? Can I go further than 5?
You can, but that's going to give you a penalty to attack.
And
interesting.
Defense.
Now, what you can do is move and then charge.
Move and then charge.
But unless you have a power that allows you to charge, like Torque does, then you would just be making a basic attack.
He does.
So how many squares am I away from the nearest
have, and 16.
Yeah. Rob says that you do have a charging power, so you might want to look through and see if there's anything. It should say, like, special, you can use this as a charge.
How many squares am I from the nearest...
16.
Okay.
They're quite a ways away.
Yeah, it should be less than 16.
Like 13 to...
13?
Yeah, but you've got... 15, because you've got to add 2 additional squares to get through the rough terrain.
That's true.
Do you got any kind of ranged attack?
He'd be, against that one's
charging
also.
Would also... Well,
that,
then
make
he
that
I'm going to run forward however many squares I can. 5?
5-ish.
Yep.
Where does that put me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In this line?
Yeah.
Right there? How many squares am I from Pat at that moment?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Beautiful.
9 to be adjacent to him.
9 to be adjacent to him.
Well, I don't need to be adjacent to him.
Okay.
Got a ranged attack.
Yeah.
Just right. Ha! What?
That is, I'm reasonably certain I know exactly what you're doing.
Do you?
I believe I might.
I am going to race forward. I am going to, of course, as I'm racing, I throw my right hand up, and I cry out for Zhu Soken for my partners, and go forward, and I get to the edge of my attack to where I am there by the thing and the thing and the thing. And I cock my left arm, and I throw my shield, and by defense, all who choose to oppose the shield must yield, and I'm aiming it at Pat's head.
Yay!
Well, actually, I'm not doing that, because that's a called shot, even if we don't have those rules anymore. So, utilizing my shieldy McShieldington powers, I go doodly-doodly-doo.
I think of it stands.
And a doodly-doo. All right, now is there an attack bonus to this particular item?
It will be in the item sheet. I can pull up the sheet.
I'm looking at my throwing shield, heavy. Armor slot item, level 6. Armor blah, 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 blah. Make an attack, range 10, strength +2 versus AC.
Hmm. So it'll be your strength plus half level plus 2 versus his AC.
Right. It does not indicate that I have any attack bonus. Where would I find such an item if there were such an item?
Well, that was the attack bonus, wasn't it?
Yeah, what do you mean by attack bonus, Matthew?
Okay, so when I roll my die, there's a number on the die.
Right.
That number is 14.
Okay.
Do I have any modifiers to that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I get my plus two for my...
The plus two from the shield itself.
Correct.
Then you get your strength modifier.
Right.
Which is six.
Got it.
Then you also get your half level because it is an attack.
Okay. So basically, plus...
So you can take that half level on the front of your character sheet.
Right.
And just, or that strength plus half level, the one that's next to your strength modifier, or strength there, and just add that to the 14 plus two.
There we go. Okay. So that's what I wanted to know, because I'm used to Rodrigo going, you know, just it's 14 plus your axe, shut up and roll. So 14 plus my thangama and plus two would be 27 to hit.
That will be a hit.
Awesome possum. Having struck him in the head, he takes... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's not even a real die. Hang on. I thought this was a 12, so I had my 12s. Because I'm an idiot. So, yeah, I make a lot of money.
So, what's that?
Shut up. It is the rule that my turns take three times as long. Shut up. There we go. So, 1d8 plus my strength modifier, which once again is 6. So, 14 points of damage.
Nice.
My shield flies across the room, and it's not a round shield. It's actually more of a kind of an irregular triangular type shape.
Is it kind of like domed at the top, then kind of comes in, then kind of has like a diamond shape attached to it? Kind of like a Triceratops head?
That'd be beautiful. Beautiful. And it bounces against his dome, then bounces against something else and comes right back to me and I catch it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
I thought so, yes. So I've done that. I could do something else if I wanted. It would be awesome.
I'm going to guess that was a standard action.
Yes.
So you got a minor action up.
Yep. Which I don't know that I have any minors that are really appropriate at this point in time. I think I'm going to call that my turn.
And after that will be Stormwind's turn.
Stormwind surveys everything before him and decides the best course of action is to also just move straight forward. I said Stormwind begins to move straight forward.
I am not drumming for everything you do, all right?
Which puts him right in the middle of the foliage.
It's rocks. It's pointy rocks.
It's
that are
pointy rocks, which are fine because, you know, my cloven hooves are great at climbing those kind of elements. You may hear a few snickers from the stand. And Stormwind just kind of looks up, looks at Hellsword Dave the Barbarian.
Hellsword Dave.
And from beneath his armor, whips out a crossbow. It says here on this crossbow of speed, properties load minor. Does that mean to load it? It requires a minor action?
Mm-hmm. But okay. It's probably already loaded.
Yes, it is loaded with my attention-stealing bullet, which gives me a plus one to attack roll and damage rolls. Okay, and it says also here range 15/30. What's the /30 mean?
Your normal range is 15.
Okay.
/30 is your long range.
Okay.
Your long range means you take a -2 to attacks within that range.
Okay.
Since you've moved forward more than 3 spaces, you aren't going to have anything that's going to be outside of your short range because it's an 18x18 box.
Okay. All right. So this is just a range basic attack that I'm doing with the crossbow of speed then? Is that what I'm using?
I think so, unless you have...
Yeah, it'll be a range basic attack. You don't have any sort of...
Okay, and so I'm... probably not. That was an 8 plus
8 plus 10 is 18, plus 2 is 20, plus 1 is...
Nope. That should all be calculated in.
No. Crossbow speed
plus
10. 10, right?
Yeah, yeah, plus 10 versus AC.
Right.
That takes into account your dex, the weapons modifier.
Yeah, the plus 2 is from Matthew.
Plus 2 from Matthew.
I see, okay.
So 18.
That's why it's written down
two,
off to the side.
Gotcha.
And then my ammunition stealing bolt... or attention stealing bolt is a plus 1, which isn't calculated into that.
It would not be.
Okay.
So that would be a 21 versus AC.
On Hellsword?
Yep.
That will not hit.
No, but he is marked, though. Right?
It does still mark him?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No.
Only one
hit.
Yep. Eh, that's all right. Bounced off his shiny head. Yeah. That is the end of my turn. Move minor and...
standard cable. Pull out your crossbow?
Yep.
You don't have any sort of... I didn't give you any sort of feats, like quick draw or anything?
Mm-mm. Pole arm, weapon proficiency, mark of warding, monastic discipline, superior will,
have to defense,
and maneuver attack.
Yeah.
So,
and
that's all right.
You don't have a magic item. Rodrigo's got the magic item. Let's him
it's all right.
Move stuff around.
Let's him know that I've got him in my sights.
All right. Lap back up. Maka. Pili Pua.
Okay. So, as this gets started, Maka is going to reach for his spear, pull that out, and then he is going to reach for that other weapon, which really looks just like a... just looks like a leather-bound stick, but as he gets ready, he flicks his arm, and out of it blossoms out this these 8 strips of leather that have been fitted with shark's teeth to form this really kind of scary-looking flail.
Nice.
And then he'll move and then do a thing. Because Rob said it was okay for us to have our weapons out already. And I don't have quick draw. But I still wanted to describe my cool weapon.
You've got a quick draw-esque ability with your cloak.
Quick draw-esque.
That's true. I guess I could have pulled it out of my cloak.
Yeah. I kind of figured that's what you do with a lot of your stuff because you have so many random things that you can mess around with.
Yeah.
He's Batman.
Kind of is.
Oh, there you go. Once per round, I can do that. So, yeah, we'll say I had my spear in hand already and then did that with my cloak as a free action. And then I will move forward like so.
Or the cape.
So, yeah, I'll move, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can I do that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that an open one?
That's an open
6. One. So I'll move over there. And I will move Worky this way.
Worky.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. My Pterodon flies over there. Then I will, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I will Hunter's Quarry the Hexsword.
Hell sword, awesome.
Whoop. So I will study his movements for two stabbing him. Let's see. So that's a move, minor, and then as a standard. Yes, I will chuck my spear at him using a power.
I hope it's not called what I think it's called.
Using throw and stab. Am I going to be close enough to him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope.
Spear flinging flanker.
So we'll just do a regular melee basic.
Ranged basic.
Range basic is what I meant.
I guess all of your ranged powers are...
Yep.
Ranged and then melee.
Yep. So I need to be kind of close. I could just... Actually, I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to take just a ranged attack. Straight up ranged basic. Against Hellsword.
Okay.
Kerchuk. That's going to be a... I'm getting a plus two to attack from Matthew.
Correct.
Yep.
31 versus AC.
Yeah.
Four. 14 damage.
14.
So yeah, I'll chuck the spear, and as I chuck it, you see that it stabs him, right? It actually hits.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Straight and in the chest. Once I throw it, you see that there's a rope that's tied to my back that just unspools, and then once it hits, I'm gonna yank back on the rope and get my spear back.
It's the yank back that does most of the damage.
Yep.
Oh, would you like to throw some extra damage?
Oh, yeah. Hunter's Quarry. How much am I doing nowadays? 2d8?
Probably.
Hunter's Quarry.
What's a Hunter's Quarry?
A Hunter's Quarry is the Ranger extra damage option.
Because they be strikers.
Yep. It does additional damage to an enemy that you've designated as your... Quarry.
Hey! Nope. Never mind.
Hey!
I think it is 2d8 at 11th level.
If you had one more space of movement, you would have gotten to use Prime Shot.
Nice.
I hate Prime Shot so much.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Couldn't.
I'll just make that.
Prime Shot just gives
sure.
him an additional like plus one on his attack. Which he didn't need.
Couldn't.
I'm like two prime shot.
I'll go with. Nope, there's nothing there. Crap, I can't find if it goes up at 11th level. I think it does. Hunter's Quarry. 11th level, 2d6, which my feat brings up to 2d8. So here's some damage. Max damage of 16.
Nice.
Hey, look, a jugular.
That was the yank back.
Yep.
Like, ow. Spurt. Now you're done, right?
Yep. I'll yell out, second blood!
And it's his turn. He's not terribly happy about what you just did to him.
Understandable.
Pobrecito. Sangano. We've all conspired to no sell Matthew's jokes.
Hellsword pulls out just a huge greatsword.
It would have been funny if it was an axe.
I thought about it.
I am Hellsword. Beware my pike.
Greatsword is covered in Rex teeth. Yeesh. On both sides, so it's just jagged and
cool.
Looks like the teeth are more strapped onto just a wooden stick.
Yeah, like a Polynesian shark's tooth sword kind of thing.
Yeah.
Polynesian shark tooth sword, dude.
The rest of his clothing is jet black. The teeth are red. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He saunters up, and then he will charge.
Okay, give me a
second. It doesn't look like a saunter.
Respond.
Okay.
It's Pterodon's cunning. Dude. Okay, I have to wait for him to attack me. Alright.
Well, I'll get to do that here in a moment.
And it is a... immediate reaction, so...
To
I have to wait.
The attack?
To the attack.
Okay. It's charge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he's using Whirlwind Charge. Which, Whirlwind Charge when he charges an enemy. It can make a double sword attack against each enemy within its reach at the end of its charge.
Yipe.
So. Swings it way overhead to come down at Stormwind.
So he's going to make two attacks against each of us?
No. He's going to make...
one attack against each of us?
Yeah, his sword is called a double sword.
Oh, okay.
This one's a translation from a reskinned, so...
Ah, I see.
The powers are named Retooth. This, but... And his great comes down with the great sword. E 18 versus AC?
I'm afraid you've missed me.
Excuse me, 19 versus AC.
I'm afraid you've missed me.
And we will... So, you duck, and he comes around at your face.
Makes sense.
That's probably going to hit.
Probably. My AC is kind of crap.
Is a 36 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
Yuck.
I rolled a 19.
Yuck.
All right, so that will be... And it's an immediate reaction upon the hit.
It's a reaction against the attack. But the thing with reactions is they happen afterwards anyway.
Okay.
All right, don't they? Yeah, because it's not an interrupt.
Yeah. That doesn't prevent it from happening. It's
right,
just,
right.
You will get a benefit from being hit. And 13 damage plus 2 fire damage.
Okay, so 13 damage.
Mm-hmm. And 2 that you probably ignore because you are a Genasi.
Huzzah!
Genasi.
Okay. Now, resolve?
Now, resolve.
Okay, Fox is cunning. Trigger, an enemy makes a melee attack against you. Attack. You can shift one square, then make a basic attack against the enemy. Special, gain a power bonus to your attack roll equal to your wisdom modifier.
So flankify and
yep, just flankify. So I'll shift over here, and then...
You're going to have all sorts of bonuses on this, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's still the first turn, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes it is.
Okay.
Yes it is.
We will calculate this.
It is the first turn until Brian goes.
Because Brian is the bottom of any given
I'm
turn.
I'm probably going to need
not
them.
Typically.
Yeah. This might actually bode well for him.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I'm using my Scourge.
Scourge. Okay.
Scourge. And his armada. The sweeps.
32 versus AC.
Yeah.
Arise, Galvatron.
Are you sure you got all of the bonuses in there?
Yep.
Okay. Because a 33 would have missed.
Yeah. It's that's not
did
true.
Did you put my plus 2 in there?
Yep. I didn't roll that high, but I got so many bonuses going right now.
You probably could have rolled a 2.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So this is going to be, it's just a, make a basic attack. Huzzah. That's going to be 15 damage.
15 damage. Spiffy. Korbeck. What does Korbeck do? Basically, his armor looks like he's got 2 ankylosaur backs. It basically, a giant turtle shell made out of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bumpy and spiky. And he comes out, he pulls what looks like the club tail of an ankylosaur off his back. It's a huge
club.
Punch you, Brian.
By the way,
your club, command of the language is insightful and inspiring.
By the way, club tail, my favorite strip joint.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my one.
One.
You've been waiting to say that.
Stubby dwarf legs making
you can stone. Hear the smile on your face.
Yeah.
Charge.
Oh, no.
Mostly because...
Are they charging Captain Marble?
No.
No.
I'm way back here. Yeah. Hello.
Going last
going
kind
on?
Of helped him. Reverberating War Club.
Didn't help anybody else. So I was
this is probably
going to
hurt.
The Reverberating War Club.
36 versus 8.
Yeah, that hits.
I'd never want to be part of a Reverberating War Club that would have me as a member.
That's not a D12 that I can use. That doesn't have a 12 or 11.
You should use it anyway.
You.
It's got a 0. That'd be nice.
Max damage. 16. You are pushed 2 squares.
Whoa.
Anything that prevents you from being pushed?
I don't think so.
Shove you back there. And you are dazed until the end of his next turn.
Boo.
This guy's mean.
So dazed, does he have to save against dazed?
No. Well, there's dazed save ends and dazed until. This is a dazed until. So he will be dazed until the end of Korbeck's next turn.
Okay.
Stormwind has an ability that he can actually save against that, but that's a feat that he picked up. Korbeck is done, because why not?
Because he brought the pain.
Because he brought the pain.
I brought the pain. Who
Mishra's
brought the
turn?
It's nice how we all clump.
Mr. Mishra.
You guys aren't clumped.
You basically are once that my turn goes. No,
okay, focus.
Initiative-wise.
Oh.
Don't distract Rob while he's being a mitzvah.
I'll give you a mitzvah.
It's enemy turn, then it's hero turn.
Yeah.
You say that like that's a bad thing.
Which that?
I'll give you such a mitzvah.
All right. What now?
I wish I would have read that.
Oh, then what happens?
That doesn't change anything.
And then what happens?
She is going to pull out a bastard sword.
We prefer the term of different parentage.
Okay, she's going to pull out a sword of different parentage.
Wait, there's a girl?
Yes.
Mishra is a female.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not catch that.
I had not mentioned that until now.
Oh.
Specifically mentioned that. Mishra, I felt, was a feminine enough name that she became.
Oh, I thought
Matthew's middle name is Moisha.
On Herschel, on Moisha, on Shlomo.
Great. Thanks, Matthew.
That would be of service.
Tunes in my head.
Focus. Focus.
She will pull out a javelin.
Along with her bastard sword?
No. Instead of the bastard sword.
Oh, cool.
Retcon. Retcon!
By the dark waters. And hurls the javelin.
The pirates thereof.
Exactly.
That was an awful, awful. That was Brian's one.
Fantastic show.
That was Brian, literally his one. Even his reference was a one.
Oh, you are mean.
I am mean. That was hateful. I apologize, Brian. You did a good reference in your own cute little way.
Does a 23 hit your AC,
Matthew?
Burai. It does not hit Burai's AC.
Okay.
Burai is a walking shield.
He is a walking shield.
I got a shield for a face and a shield for a chest and a shield for a shield.
That's kind of the motif that the Horned Protector goes with.
I wonder if that was intentional on my part or if I just got drunk and lucky.
Yes.
Hey, man, if you ever saw my wife, you'd be asking that question as well.
Snap.
Ah.
And the answer
would be
the same.
Javelin flies past your face. And then lightning, it turns into a ball of lightning, shoots back, and is in her pack. A spinning ball of lightning.
Now, I don't have anything that I can do as an immediate interrupt, do I?
You...
Never mind. I know. It's triggered by a hit.
Okay.
Is what I'm thinking of, the thing that I can do. Right.
Yeah, I said you probably have one or two, especially since you're a leader.
The thing that I can do was not triggered because she didn't hit me. But if you're watching at home, it would have been awesome.
She's going to be hard to hit.
Nah, yay.
Ba-da-da-do-doo.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
All right.
Give me 2 seconds.
It's Pat.
One 1,000. two 1,000.
And it'll be Pat's turn. As soon as...
Pat.
Is it this?
People all along the street say, what's that? It's Pat. Focus.
I'm focused. Pat turn. Pat, 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 pat.
Pattern?
Yes. Pattern. God.
Matthew, you got to decide here. Do you want Rob to focus?
I'm sorry. Without somebody to say stop it, I don't stop it. So I'm going to stop it of my own accord. I'm going to self-identify.
Self-censor.
That's right. That was my 113.
That sucks because in the punch card, that means he gets a free reference. Sorry.
Don't encourage me.
I know. All right. Sorry.
Well, phase okay. step.
Phasey step. So that's a teleport power, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Teleport.
You don't have any response to that?
No, I think he was just asking.
And charge.
Charging McChargington's lines.
As he approaches, you notice an aura of madness around him. You would say it's almost madness. Swirling madness.
It's almost an aura of madness, and it swirls. Yeah.
Basically, each enemy that starts its turn within the aura is subject to one of his attacks.
Yipe.
You're subject to one of an attack.
Yeah. But
something like that.
The attack he's going to be using is a longsword.
Mm-hmm.
This longsword is... It's more axe-like than a longsword. He pulls it out, and it's the last few pieces of a stegosaurus tail with the spikes.
The thagomizer.
Yes. How come I'm the only person that doesn't know that word? Yes. He pulls out basically what looks like a full thagomizer and swings it at your face. 34 versus AC.
Yuck.
That does in fact strike.
You have been thagged.
And to atomize this.
2d8.
Okay.
12 damage.
Okay.
He is done. It is now Resplendent turn.
All right, we'll try this thing. All right, I'll eyeball up their Pat and see what I can try to figure out with my not quite as awesome nature. By assuming it's natural.
It's Fae, which is Arcana.
Arcana. Awesome. That's actually an awesome thing. Rob?
Yeah.
Arcana?
Yes.
Okay. Just looking for confirmation. All right. That'll be a 27.
27. Get stuff on Pat.
No, it's based on level and it goes to the standard DC chart.
Okay. I'll pull that up.
Moderate DC.
Skill check, careful. Difficulty class. The moderate DC is going to be 18.
When you're talking Marvel versus DC, people get very impressed.
Well, assuming it is 13 versus between 13th and 15th level, the moderate would be 18.
All right. So what's the hard? The hard gives me the level, knows the resistance and vulnerabilities.
23.
27, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Level, resistance, and vulnerabilities?
Yep.
That's it?
Well, I get to know the... if I get the... It knows its origin, type, typical temperament, and keywords.
All right. It's a medium fae humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me see that so I can get...
It's really all we're going to care about are keywords, which probably fae is about the only keyword it's going to have.
And vulnerabilities and resistances.
Yeah. None and none.
All righty, then.
And it's a level 12.
And, it's allergic to...
No, not to use that power.
Cow silks.
Oh, as well as what its powers do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What should I avoid?
You should probably finish reading. The swirling madness, the aura, lets him do a mind rend attack, which the mind rend attacks will, and causes a dazed effect.
Yuck.
Until end of turn, dazed effect. The longsword attack will also... remove a mark. So if he hits with the longsword, he is no longer marked. Then he's got Flesh Spitter, Splitter, which lets him make two longsword attacks against two different targets. And he can shift before or after each attack. And if both hit, both targets are slowed.
Oh. Yeah.
Save ends.
Is it just an aura one?
Yeah, it is just an aura one. Then he also has Haunted by the Past, which is a close burst 3 that attacks Will, targeting enemies. Hit, the targets are dazed. First saving throw, they're dominated.
First failed saving throw, I'm going to
guess. First failed saving throw. After effect, 10 psychic damage, and I need to actually look him up because it says the target is dominated instead of stunned, but it doesn't mention anything about being stunned.
So it'd be a good idea to push him away from our dude there before the aura effects.
Yeah, it would be a good idea.
So, if I go up here...
So, yeah, they haven't actually fixed that. I'm assuming the target is dominated instead of dazed. Or could be stunned instead of dazed, and then second failed saving throw dominated instead of stunned.
All right.
We'll go with that one.
I'm going to move up behind Matthew's character, whose name escapes me.
Boorai.
And,
character what makes me talk in accent that I probably shouldn't talk in.
Boorai Oru. Okay, anyways. And then I think first thing I will do is activate my Brilliant Cloak ability, which basically from between my rocky body, silvery light starts shining out. And so therefore, me and any adjacent ally to me gets a +2 bonus to AC and reflex.
Cool.
That's a standard action. And I will spend an action point.
Matthew, he spent an action point.
Dun, 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 dun!
That's not quite what I was going for, but cool.
I thought that was the appropriate response.
Do you get some sort of bonus when, say, allies spend an action point by chance?
Oh, perhaps I do. Do I?
Yes.
Probably.
You're a warlord. That is.
Go up to your feet style page.
Feet. Actually, it should just be in the action point power
action.
Box.
Really? For other people, that would be in the. Nice.
That's where cats are.
Oh, well, there you go. Look in your. In the very first page of your
when
powers.
When I spend an action point, it says something.
Mm-hmm. But you should also when an ally spends an action point.
I don't see that.
Huh. There must be in your features.
Your features. Yeah.
Yep, so go up to your feet and features, and it should be under class / other features.
Beep, beep, beep. Features?
Your insightful presence.
I don't have insightful presence.
Then yes. Your... It's not insightful, wait. He's correct.
Oh, that is a stupid subjunctive clause. Instead of saying when something, it says at the end, action after action point use. Yeah. Insightful presence. Ally within line of sight gains bonus to all defenses equal to 1/2 my charisma modifier, or 2.
Nice.
So you have +2 to all your defenses.
Nice. So Mr. I'm Smart, pretty buffed up right now.
After action.
All right.
Passive verb tense.
Passive verb is bad.
Oxford comma and a rotten son.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
Could I have used the properties of my lifeblood hide armor, which I forgot about earlier?
What's it do?
I gain 5 temporary hit points after each rest.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Because that should be an automatic one.
Did you rest?
I would have beforehand, so I would have walked into the game with 5 temp hit points floating.
Nice.
Retcon.
All right, and I'm going to spend an action point to do an at will. I'll go with Astral Wind, which is a close blast 3, which only targets
only targets creatures in the blast.
Oh, good.
That's not what I meant. Sunstrike.
The scenery is safe.
I don't get a +1 to attack.
It only targets cretins in
all
the right. blast.
Is that all the farther you can make it?
Hmm? Yes.
You couldn't make it up to there?
No. That's all the farther I could make
it. Oh, you only have a 5 speed. I guess you got chainmail on, don't you?
Yep. Yeah. Braided mail. So, Sunstrike. Some more shiny, silvery light. Wow. At a 24 to AC. Reflex.
24, are you sure?
34 to reflex.
34 versus reflex on Pat?
Yes.
Okay. That's probably going to hit because you said 30. Yes, that will hit.
Yay, way to spend an action point on an at-will. And that'll be a 9 radiant damage, and I slide him 1 square.
Woo. 9 radiant. Woo.
Wait. I have something that increases pushes, I think. I'm just checking. I'm just going to assume it's only pushes, so he only gets slid away, so that his aura don't tick off.
Hmm. Yeah.
Good call.
Pa-pow.
I think it's both pushes and I think it's slides and pushes.
Is that a feat?
It might be an item.
I didn't find it in feats. I'm looking under items now.
It would be your staff. It's either pushes and pulls or pushes and slides.
No, the staff gives me combat advantage if I hit multiple things.
Oh.
It's my gauntlets. Add 1 square to damage of any push effect you create.
Nope, that wasn't a push.
It was a slide. Pushes.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll just put them there, and with that minimal damage, that's good enough for now.
Cool.
Done.
Move. Standard. No miners?
Not that good. Miners will be to maintain this later.
What does what do your covenants trigger off of? They should be
extra damage. So you'd have +1 damage to that.
Does it trigger off of all?
No, you're right. It's only on encounter and daily yeah. Divine. Okay. So, nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Yay, new characters.
And that was just a single target attack?
Yep.
Okay. So you're done?
Yep.
All right, that is the end of the first round.
Yeah.
End
more +2
yeah.
to attacks.
Oh.
Correct.
Oh. Burai.
Well, for now. What makes you think that Burai doesn't have other +2s? What makes you think?
Okay, no more cries of havoc.
Well, for now. All right, so I am face-to-face with a Framistat, yes?
Yes.
No.
Nope.
No.
You're a square away from a Framistat.
He got slid away because if you started your turn next to him, he would do crazy things to you.
Right. Yes. A bolt of moonlight pushed it away.
Yes.
A bolt of moonlight. Okay. I can.
Like he said.
Go all Framistattery on his face.
Yeah, probably.
All right. I'm going to go all Framistattery on his face. Burai raises his right hand. Now, you know, chucking the shield is a left-handed thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The green gauntlet on his right arm has arrows pointing towards the palm. Raises his hand, flicks something, and each of those arrows actually turns into a spike that comes out and surrounds the fist. And then the damn thing catches fire. And Burai moves forward and strikes.
Oh, Emerald Gauntlet.
Bastion of Defense.
Yep. Do you want to be there, or do you want to be in one of the other spaces? Or would you even like to take the time to move around him for better positioning?
I honestly don't care. It's time for punchy facing.
I'm not going to be likely to flank with him because all my... Yeah. I don't really have any melee attacks.
At this point, franking would probably not be the most appropriate maneuver, especially since there are three guys to our right. So I'm going to step up to the mic.
Okay.
So, Bastion of Defense.
Punch in the face.
28 to hit versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay.
Sorry, tiny screen means I have lots.
So, 3d6 +8 damage. Marvel, you have +1 to all defenses until the end of the encounter.
Nice.
And 5 temporary hit points.
Also nice.
6. Wow. 18 +8 is how much damage? 26? Okay. Having done that, Is he on fire?
That depends on what you want to do. That's 26 fire damage, correct?
26 fire damage, correct. But he's not on fire?
He is not currently on fire, no.
Oh, yes he is. Dragon Breath, minor action.
Do you want to use the Dragon Breath right there?
In his face!
Okay. Since you,
I want to set him on fire!
Huge thing.
Is it?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, your Dragon Breath is a close blast 5.
Ooh, that is a blast power.
And it also gives bonuses to allies within the blast.
Hmm.
Like, your Dragon Breath is set up to... for when everything's
that would not melee.
Yeah. Because it doesn't hit his allies.
I am in a combat.
Bonuses.
I'm in a combat, and I've fallen in suspense. So, who is injured?
Nobody.
Me.
Anyone?
But
yeah, Maka's taken a little bit of damage.
But I'm not bloodied.
You're not bloodied?
I don't think.
Are you injured?
Yeah. I am.
And you're in a state where the end of the turn.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. What?
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 Yeah.
You were in a state that if lasts until the end of the next.
Yeah,
character.
Yeah,
it's not a saved one.
Yeah, so I.
But
can't,
I can't I make can't, you save.
No, you can't make me save.
I could use my inspiring word and give you a healing surge +6.
Yeah, if you wanted.
Does that seem like something good to do?
Yeah, you could wait a little bit.
Are you even down a healing surge yet?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
I say, Matthew, if you wanted to set him on fire, you could actually use your daily power from the gauntlet.
Oh.
Which is what I thought you were going for right there.
I have a daily power from my gauntlet?
Yes. And your braid mail.
Oh. He's on fire.
Okay. Roll another d6.
6. Son of a bitch.
Another 6?
Yes.
Nice.
I have 2 6s here, and I'm confused.
Okay.
And ongoing 5 fire damage, save ends, he is on fire.
Cool.
I had forgotten about that power. Okay. I got to stop thinking like Torque, because I want to hit things as hard as I can in the face, and that is not... That's not Burai's style.
Not necessarily, no.
Not quite.
Burai
is himself and his allies hit everything as hard as they can in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Indeed.
So Pat is on fire.
Yay.
On fire. On fire. And I don't really have any Sophronima. So nobody really particularly needs healing at this point in the game. There's no Sophronima.
No, might as well save it.
Yeah. Especially since you can get some saves off of stuff, and there's a couple of bad things coming if you paid attention. So you're done.
Pay attention.
Storm.
Did I use my move action yet?
Yeah, you stepped forward.
Okay.
All right.
You said swapping out a weapon is my minor?
Yes.
Okay. If I'm here, does this hinder the ability to attack with 2 squares?
No, it's still 1, 2.
Okay. All right. So, one of the things that is interesting with this character, I've got a free action called Nature's Wrath that on my turn, you can mark each adjacent enemy as a free action until the end of your next turn. So, I'm just going to go ahead and mark him before anything starts.
Cool.
And then I'm going to move forward to here.
That will provoke an opportunity attack from him.
Then I'm going to use my satyr's. What if I use my satyr's leap? Would that still provoke?
What does your satyr's leap do?
It allows me to jump with a +10 power bonus to my athletics check. When you make this jump, you're always considered to have a running start. The distance you jump cannot exceed your speed.
That's still going to provoke
an opportunity attack.
As you
close blast 3 would be 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Is he in the close blast?
Yeah, he would be.
All right. Put it in.
Then I still, instead of moving, then I'm going to still swap out my, do I have to be a square away?
For what?
To do my pole, use my spear.
No, you can do it adjacent or one square away.
You can reach anything in there.
All right, then. I've got my, it's that big. I thought it was just 1 square away.
Yeah, that's 1 square away.
Okay.
Yeah. Adjacent or 1 square away.
Okay.
When you look at, I mean, it's a 5x5 square.
Right. Okay. All right. So I just swap out. Interestingly, my bottom of my crossbow has this little weird retractable leather piece. Mm-hmm. As soon as I let it go, it goes
right back down underneath my armor.
Sorcery!
Yep. Reach behind me, whip out this giant pole arm, and...
Big old greatsword.
Yep. And great attack...
Great spear.
Shush.
It's a great spear, yeah. And attack... Hellsword there with the Thunder Ram Assault. Miss. That's not going to... I know it's not going to.
I said that's not from one of your forms, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, he's Panther and Snake.
Yep.
Right.
20 versus AC.
Words are confusing. 20 versus AC, that's probably not going to hit.
I know it's not.
Hellsword. That's Hellsword. So, yeah, it's not.
All right.
Was that versus both of them or just him?
It was just him for a primary. Then there was a secondary attack that went with that I was hoping was going to run correctly, but oh well.
Is the secondary an effect or is it?
Yep. If I hit, make a secondary attack.
So it's a hit. Because you've got a couple of them that are actually just effects.
Right, right, right.
So they don't. You don't have to hit. You just get extra little bonus.
Yep. Damn it.
You do have an amulet that makes it so you don't take opportunity attacks when you charge.
Yeah.
So that does allow you to become a little more mobile as the warden. If you want to charge around things. But
I've got these little adhesive stars that I slap onto my enemy. So later on after the battle, if they survive, they'll look down and says, "You've been marked." By Stormwind Brookenhorn.
Maka.
Okay.
You are the dazed.
Yes, I am. That's okay, though. I will... That's kind of confusing. Using your hunter's quarry, you designate the target as your quarry. Oh, I guess it's so that I can't do it again in a turn. I will use hoping that Steven's or Stormwind's aim gets a little bit better. Jeez, I will use Furious Fling. So, now that I have my spear, basically since I can't really like coil my my rope again all that well, I basically just like flick it out and I'm now like swinging it around. But it'll be a ranged attack against the dwarf there.
Cool.
Requirement, you must be wielding a thrown weapon. Effect, using your hunter's quarry, you designate the target as your quarry. So I'll move my quarry over to him. And I will make an attack. Am I going to get opportunity attacked?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Maybe.
Yes, maybe.
That's why I was saying I'm hoping Stormwind's aim has gotten better.
Wardens are so
I do have
reactive.
Warden's Fury, which is an immediate interrupt. You lash out with Nature's Wrath at a foe that has attacked your ally and diminish its defenses.
Right, so look up Nature's Wrath.
Well, Nature's Wrath.
Oh, unless it's
Warden's
just
Fury.
Nature's Wrath.
Yeah.
Okay, Warden's Fury. Okay,
an enemy marked by you makes an attack that does not include you as a target.
Mm-hmm.
Do a one weapon strength modifier damage, and the target grants combat advantage to you and your allies until the end of your next turn.
Cool.
Is that an attack, or is that just
it's
automatic?
An attack.
It's an attack. Immediate interrupt.
Okay.
Is that what you want? Or
yeah.
Not? Okay.
Yeah, that's your entire... That's the defender shtick.
Okay.
Is
punishing enemies for attacking your friends.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right.
That's
so how do we do that then?
You actually get to do that before, like once he's declared his attack, which he is going to attack me.
Yep.
Okay.
You get to do that.
And that's an at will, so I can use this as often as I need to.
Ugh, god dang these new dice. 7 plus 17 is 24.
I don't think that's
I don't think it's going to hit either. Need to be up in the high 28s, I think.
These guys all have the same. That does not hit.
Sorry, dude.
That's okay.
All right. Oh, yep, I want that.
Don't worry, I'll keep soaking up the damage.
That's okay.
He pulls his double sword back up at you.
Okay.
Phew. That's probably going to hit.
Probably.
I like this die. 34 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Seven fire damage and 14 other damage. So as he connects, it flares up a little brighter than it did last time.
Okay. Let me check one thing. I am bloodied.
Yay! He does something upon bloody. Triumphant Surge! He gains 10 temporary hit points each time it bloodies an enemy.
Good for him.
Who does?
The guy Hellsword. Who just hit me.
Bastard. Jerk.
Okay. Now for my attack.
Yep. So back to Korbeck. Korbeck.
Now is this attack, does it push-pull?
No. It just does a small bucket of damage.
Okay.
Hi. So this is Furious Fling. Hiya! That could hit. 28 versus AC. No, sorry. Yeah, 28 versus AC.
That will hit.
Excellent.
Hold me just a moment, because he has an immediate reaction, but I don't know when it triggers. He is hit by an attack. So go ahead and finish it up.
Okay. Hunter's Quarry damage, which I'll just go ahead and throw on top of it now. Oh, wait. I can only do that. Oh, yeah, this is my turn. 34 damage.
Ow.
Roar. I am angry now, for I am a villainous thing.
That's completely untyped, right?
Yeah. Also, something happens, which is not a big deal. if the target is my quarry, which he is, it takes ongoing 5 damage, save ends.
Nice.
So I flung that furiously at him.
Furious Fling.
So we'll say that I actually pull the spear back on the rope and then just brought it down, like straight down on him, goes into his skin, and then I actually with a very steady pull but relatively slowly start pulling it back across his shoulder.
Nice. He will use Hostile Empathy. When Korbeck is hit by an attack, immediate reaction, close burst 5, targets 1 enemy. Yeah, on you, 23 mm-hmm. versus Will.
That hits.
Cool. You take 9 damage of the same type you just dealt.
Okay, it's on type.
And you share any conditions the attack imposes. So, ongoing 5 untyped.
Yikes.
Save ends. While this condition sharing lasts, if a shared condition ends for the target, that condition also ends for Korbeck. So if you save at the end of your turn,
he also saves.
Also saves.
Nice.
Yeah. But basically, as you pull it across, he yells, clasps both his hands against his chest, his armor glows,
mm-hmm.
and your rope shakes, and as you're pulling it across, you feel that shake throughout the weapon, and it just rattles your system.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's everything off of that.
I will then... Oh, if I do a ranged attack, that guy gets to take another opportunity attack on me, right?
No.
No?
Because you can only take one opportunity. Is it one opportunity attack per round or per action?
I don't remember.
Per turn.
Turn?
Yes, per enemy's turn.
Oh, okay. So, I'm clear from that guy.
So he can't be hit with... Hellsword cannot take another opportunity attack until the next person's turn.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I will spend an action point.
Fair laser.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get anything out of an action point for being near Matthew?
Yes. You get bonuses.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
When you use an action point, you gain a bonus of 2 to all defenses.
Until the end of my next turn?
It does not say until the end of your next turn. It says, ally within line of sight gains bonus to all defenses, equal to half whiz or cha modifier after action point use. It does not specify an expiration date.
Until the start of his or her next turn.
Ah, sadness.
That's not in there at all.
Until the start of my next turn?
That's what this one says. I can go ahead and look it up on the compendium to see if that's changed.
Until start of turn. And then, since I used an action point to make an attack, which I will declare here soon, I will say that anybody want to attack the dwarf?
Yeah. I think I'm going to be trying to beat this guy off of Matthew for a while.
Okay, well, I'll give you, since you could potentially get into that position, he is granting you combat advantage until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
That
means you get a +2 to attacks versus him.
Yep.
To the dwarf?
Yep. And then I will use throw and stab.
Yay! Just gonna be more throw and bonk.
Yep.
This could be risky.
So, you must be wielding both a thrown weapon and a melee weapon. Attack strength versus AC with the thrown weapon. That's going to be a 32 versus AC.
That will hit.
He's going to take 15 damage. And then as an effect, I move up to my speed and make a melee basic attack against a creature other than the target. So I'm going to move over here. Yep. And make a melee basic attack against...
Hellsword.
And is it that's flanked or not flanked?
Yep.
Okay.
Botch.
Sadness.
That's all right.
Bummer.
And that will be the end of my turn. Now I will save versus dazed, or attempt to anyway. Save versus ongoing damage, and I don't.
Oh.
Ha ha ha! In your face, I don't save.
You do realize that only works one way.
Yeah.
Okay. That if he saves, you don't get a save.
Sure, I don't get the save, yeah. I get that.
Okay. Does your character get that?
No. No, my character does not really understand what's happening. He definitely just moved himself into a worse position than he was before.
He can't get flanked from right there, at least not with Hellsword. I guess Hellsword could step aside, but...
The other guy bunked him so hard that he can't think anymore. And yet he went and got in his face.
All right. Hellsword turn. What does Hellsword get to do?
Stab him with a sword from hell.
Kind of. I'd say that sword is particularly hellish. Let's go ahead and focus fire. Shift.
And so that doesn't provoke an opportunity?
That will not provoke an opportunity attack now.
No.
Because he's shifted.
And double attack. He sent a Hellsword makes 2 double sword attacks.
Who's he attacking?
You and me.
Oh, okay.
Or just me twice? No.
You twice.
So, I got a couple of immediate interrupts here.
You already used your immediate interrupt.
I can only use one?
Yeah, you can only use one per round.
Full round.
So until the beginning of your next turn, you can't use any more immediates. Okay.
All right.
He does get a -2 to attack me.
Yeah, which is why he went for the combat advantage.
Okay.
33 versus AC?
That'll hit.
9 fire. And 11 not fire. 35 versus AC?
That'll hit.
6 fire.
Okay.
And 10 not fire.
Warforged.
Do you have 3 hit points now?
I have 1 hit point now.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you hear that, Matthew?
You're down to 1 hit point.
Yes. I heard.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
has anybody else taken any damage?
Can I see you over there?
Nope.
I got thagamized.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You're about to get thagamized again.
Because I doubt that.
Well, I can heal you for a little bit.
Commanding devil treat.
Devil treats.
Huh. Yeah. Basically, after the hell sword beats you to tar with his hell sword, he yells over it. Or just growls at Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat takes a swing at...
Ugh.
Burai.
Stay adjacent to me.
And is that a...
melee basic.
It's a minor action...
burst?
No.
What? Ranged?
Effect.
Okay.
An ally within 10 squares can make a basic attack as a free action.
Basic attack is free action. You told me what it was. I have the same power.
You have similar powers.
It's not going to have the same name.
Yeah.
Same power. Melee basic.
And, oh, wait.
Oh.
So you're getting Thagomizer to the face again. At the face again. 23 versus AC?
Nope.
Yay!
There is a loud clang.
That wouldn't hit my base.
And a shower of sparks.
That will be his turn. I don't think you couldn't make a opportunity attack right now anyways.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm still
dazed until the end of Korbeck's turn. Korbeck takes his 5.
Wait. Wait.
Wait?
Wait.
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 Can't know. A minor action doesn't mean an interrupt, does it?
Nope.
No, it does not.
Well, urinate up a rope. Okay, never mind. I'm serious too.
Dwarf turn, I believe.
Dwarf turn.
Dwarf is going to use double attack. Because everything has a double attack.
Well, if they're elites.
True.
Dwarven turn.
And he is going to use false senses on.
You forgot my name.
Burai and Stormwind.
He's doing what?
Stormwind?
He is putting his hand out and casting an illusion at you. Stormwind is over here.
And where is he attacking from?
Right here.
Where am I?
Right there. He's looking under the bridge at you.
Freaky. Well,
first he's looking at Stormwind. 23 versus Will?
Miss.
Cool. And Burai?
Yes.
Botch.
Ah, yay. Go our tough thing.
Go our tough thing.
Go our tough thing. Go our tough thing.
I hate you so much, Brian. And that'll end his turn. So he will attempt to save versus ongoing. Saves. And it will be Mishva's turn. Mishva. There's Mishva.
Way back there.
The one that hasn't moved?
Yep, oh, she smote at Burai.
Okay.
Smoted.
Smote the...
Well, she tried.
I attacked the darkness.
Her spirit's not very strong.
Yeah, she has a 5 move.
Jimmy Smits.
2, 4, 5.
Gonna charge.
Yes, going to charge.
Charge.
Oh,
no.
With her bastard sword?
Yes, with her bastard sword.
Hmm, that gives me options. No, it doesn't really, because I got to heal.
Because you got to what?
Heal somebody.
Yeah. Why do you have to heal him?
Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't hurt. Yes, because he needs it.
True. I guess you could probably use heals from both healers.
Yep.
Well, I'm not really a healer. I just have this one dip of heal.
Yeah. Because it's of the moon.
Yep.
Don't worry, guys. I'll tank these guys.
Apparently.
So she pulls out her bastard sword again. Actually pulls it out this time. And charges you.
Oh, no.
Boo-rai.
Boo.
Okay.
Right.
Does a 30 hit your AC?
Yuck.
It does indeed.
I try. 19 lightning damage.
Gazap.
Okay.
So yeah, as the sword comes down, it turns into basically a pure lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And comes across your entire body. Mm-hmm. And you're jolted.
Okay. Did she mark me?
She does not. No.
Why not?
Because
she doesn't have the ability
marks.
To do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Man, I still well, she can't sucks. Really do that.
Well, I'm sorry. Pat she turn. Did. Pat takes 5 fire. Because he got punched in the face with a flaming gauntlet.
And he's on fire.
And he's on fire. And he is burning. Smells really bad.
And his father's an alcoholic.
Pat will longsword.
I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah, he's got 5 points of longswording.
Actually, yay for urbanizing
Pat
a
will
noun.
Flesh spitter. Splitter.
I don't know what that means either.
Ah, it's...
She will try to split
it's his
your flesh.
Double attack.
You keep saying words, but they're not really
shift
words.
Shift before after each attack, so he will shift before. And then attack Boo-rai.
Boo-rai.
I'm going to assume a 36 hits your AC.
Yep. What's he attacking me with?
His sword, his Thagomizer.
Okay.
For average damage, 13.
Each creature.
Okay.
And then he will shift again. And yuck. Longsword at you.
Alrighty.
Marvel.
And I getting like +3 from you, Matthew?
+2.
+2, yes.
And he gave me another +1 to 40 rest of the encounter, did he not?
Oh.
And I'm getting plus...
No, yeah. Yeah, he gave you something for the rest of the encounter.
Yep.
That will be a 27 versus AC.
That just hit my base AC, but yeah, no.
Miss is what he's saying.
I'm saying that the bonus is
out. Just tell me what it does or does not do.
It does
I'll
not do
and
it.
Then you can modify it.
It does
you
know? not hit.
So it hits.
No.
Because multiple
damn it, I'm going to call positive. Deborah.
No,
in
3
here.
Negatives would still Dab- be a negative.
Multiple negatives makes it a positive. I don't care. All right, so he misses. So since both attacks did not hit, neither of you are slowed.
I don't feel slowed.
Marvel.
Yay, and we got evil aura upon us.
Oh, yes, you do. Mind rend.
Frack.
Why would you do?
Oh, he needs Jeez. To attempt to save first.
Till the start. So would his bonus that goes away at the start of my turn be gone now?
It is the start of your turn.
Yeah, it is the start
of your turn. He does not save versus the fire.
Yay.
So now, mind rend. 34 versus Will.
Versus Will. No.
You're dead.
That hits. Dang
until it. The end of his next turn.
Ah, crap. So now I can either maintain a +2 to my AC or reflex. Nah.
Nah.
Darn it. There goes away that encounter daily. Or utility daily.
Is that the stance one, or?
No.
Okay.
It's Brilliant Cloak, which I sustain minor, but it also would affect any allies adjacent to me.
Oh.
So, instead, I guess I can't really pop you a heal over yonder. But I will, guess, just try to push these two jerks away. With a Astral Wind Close Blast 3.
Okay.
Not targeting Matthew.
Aww.
Despite the plus one. I'll just take the combat advantage. Come on, not crap! That's vaguely crap. So, upon her, from which I have combat advantage for being adjacent, that would...
Oh, that's, well, I guess Pat's androgynous.
26 versus fortitude?
Yes, that will hit.
Alright, and 24 on the other guy?
24, you said?
Yep. Fortitude. 24.
You only gain combat advantage to things you're adjacent to?
Unsettling Omen. Combat advantage against adjacent targets with close blast attacks.
Cool.
Alright. Are you sure you didn't want to drop this on Matthew?
Yeah, no, because I'm not going to drop it on Matthew just so I can hit the
That's the
other
entire
guy.
Point of your character, dude.
But it would hurt Matthew as well. I'm not doing that.
Actually, probably wouldn't. But, alright, you hit Pat.
Fine. Then I will push Pat. Well, first she gets D6. Lame. 7 damage! And I push it 2 squares.
Now, question.
Push it under the bridge so you might be able to pull it from combat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, because now it falls into the pit.
Maybe. It has to save.
Oh, okay.
How much did you save for damage? 7?
7. And if she moves close near to me on my next turn, it takes 4 damage.
Attempt to save. 17. Saves.
Lame. Okay,
so she is prone.
We'll take that.
Pat's a girl now?
He, she, it. Pat is prone. Pat's in a... Pat's an eladrin, so it's kind of androgynous.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Hey, you.
Done?
Yes. Save.
Oh, versus. You already used your action point. Today's isn't a save. It's until end of next turn.
Oh, I see. Fine, then.
Okay, at the end of that round, I think we probably ought to take a break. We've been going for quite some time. So far, so good?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. All right.
Long time going, so we're not going to do any questions at this point. But remember, if you have any questions or any comments, you can email them to us at podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Man, I sure hope Rodrigo don't fall in that pit.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.